Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Today, we are going to find out about an exciting historical event which took place here in Astoria, an event buried in time that we only found out about in 2013 because a historian in Oregon did some research. Today, we're going to find out about the Gutter Party, which is an East Asian Indian party, which was formed here in Astoria, Oregon in 1913, leading to eventually the independence of India. And today in the studio, there's a big celebration, by the way, on Saturday. It's Saturday, July 14th from 12 to 4 at the Maritime Park in Astoria. And there will be dancing, and it's a cultural heritage event and celebrations. And we're going to find out more about that on the program. And also, what is the Gutter Party? So my guest today is Karen Malin. Karen was a former Astoria City Councilor, and we're going to learn about her, too. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Donna. Thanks for having me.
Delighted to have you here. This is a really exciting thing you're involved with. But so before we start talking about the Gutter Party and how we found out about it and what happened, and the event on Saturday, which is family friendly for everyone, let's hear a little bit about Karen Malin, please.
I was born in Chicago 6 months after Pearl Harbor, so I'm a war baby. My family moved out to Los Angeles or California. My father was working in the shipyards for the war effort. We lived in Hermosa Beach for my first 7 years with the beach as my yard. And after the war, there was just my mother, my sister, Lisa Penner, and myself. My mother decided to come to Oregon to visit some friends in Brownsmead who were distant relatives. And so we took a Greyhound bus up here in 1951 and went. Our relatives met us. We went out to Brownsmead, which was just like Finland at that time. Nobody spoke much English. It was like going back to a Finnish farm. My mother said, "This looks just like Finland. This is where we're going to live." So in the summer of 1951, we moved to Astoria. I was entering the fourth grade then. I went all through school in Astoria, graduated in 1960, went to the University of Oregon, got my degree in English, and became an English teacher in 1966. I left Astoria after high school, and I eventually met an Englishman, married him. We went off and lived in South Africa for a couple of years. My daughter was born there. We lived in England for 5 years in the north, the frozen north, they call it, in Yorkshire, and which is actually an originally Scandinavian area of Britain. And then returned back to the United States after 5 years in England and lived in North Carolina. Then I came back with my children to Astoria to live in 1980.
And you've been very busy here as a volunteer for many worthy causes. I know you were involved with the radio station. You were on the Astoria City Council.
Mm-hmm. Yes. There's a lot to get involved in Astoria. There's a lot happening, and it has such an important history. And my sister, being a historian, she was always coming up with stories to tell about the people in the past. And we're here today because of one of the stories that she helped research.
Yes. We love Lisa Penner at the Clatsop County Historical Society and Mac Burns and Sam and all of them who do such fine work. So what's so interesting is that suddenly in 2013, a historian began to research and found out about this gem, this interesting historical event which happened here, which originally people thought had happened in San Francisco, but it really happened in Astoria. Mm-hmm. So why don't you tell us how you got involved and what that story is about?
Well, in 2013, I think it was January, I was on the city council. The council received an article from Joanna Ogden, who is a historian from Portland, who has done a lot of research on India. after 9/11, she was really worried about the backlash that would happen to particularly the Sikh community because they wear turbans, and that they would be confused with Muslims. Not that going after Muslims is okay, but that somehow they would be conflated with the enemy, so to speak. And her article, so she started doing research on the Asian, East Asian communities in Oregon, actually starting in Washington and or Canada, Washington, Oregon, and found out that there was a large East Asian community of workers all up and down the Columbia River from the Dalles to Astoria. And they were working alongside the Finns in Astoria, in the river, in the mills, in the canneries. They were working people. This was a period in which the IWW, the International Workers of the World, was very popular in the early teens. And it was a worldwide movement of workers seeking better conditions, better pay, and all of that. So they were listening. The British had colonized India for centuries and weren't getting much out of it. The British got the cream of everything. So they were listening to stories of American independence and how it started with the Boston Tea Party and how it started small but then grew very large, and eventually we achieved our independence. They were listening to the Finns talk about their struggles with Russia and Sweden and how they gained their independence. And it was the encouraging. There were many meetings in which they were encouraged by the locals that they could form their own independence movement.
That's amazing to think that. Okay, because we think about, of course, the Finns and the Scandinavians and the Chinese here in the canneries, but to know that there was an actual group of about a couple of hundred East Asian Indians here who were working alongside the Finns and hearing these stories right here in Astoria, and then decided to do something about it.
Right. So they formed a party called the Gutter Party, GHADAR, and it sounds the same. I mean, similar to our word gutter that we have on our houses, but the Gutter Party. The aim was actually armed insurrection against India. And it was not a successful party, but it was the flashpoint which started the Indian independence movement. The Finns let them use the Finnish Socialist Hall in Uniontown. That's a place that has burned down since, but it was on the site of what is now the Motel 6. And so the plaque, we created a plaque and put it in the dedicated it at the Maritime Memorial Park, and it's facing the Motel 6,
where it right, would have happened,
what used to be the Dunes Motel, where that happened. So that's somewhat of a sacred site,
yes,
in a way. When I was appointed by Mayor Willis Van Dusen to head the committee, I learned a lot about India.
You just showed me the document. So you're on the city council, and suddenly, and Willis Van Dusen is mayor, and suddenly you receive this giant stack of papers, this report, mm-hmm. saying Astoria has this overlooked history. You all need to know about that. And then you took charge of that project.
I took charge, and we organized speakers. I worked with Joanna Ogden from Portland, who knew people, scholars in the field. I was tasked with writing a proclamation stating that in Astoria in 1913, so many Indians, East Asian Indians, were working on the waterfront here, and they formed this party. That proclamation, with the golden seal and the mayor's signature on it, we had many, many copies made, going around the world. There is a gutter museum. This is a famous party in India that children in school study. But they always thought it was, as I said, San Francisco. It was in Astoria. So the proclamation is now in the Gutter Museum in India. I'm not sure the name of the city, but it's a city block large. And it's in the Smithsonian exhibit of the Indian cultural exhibit.
Astoria is so international. I mean, people just don't realize there are history. That's incredible.
Yes, yes. We always looked at the Scandinavians as somewhat of our history, plus the Americans, I call them, that were here. And so it really expanded our knowledge, our geographic knowledge of what was going on with India and how this was sort of the flashpoint for
the birthplace. The birthplace of the Gutter Party was right here. And you said before we went on the air that 1 in 6 people in the world are East Asian Indian.
Yes.
And so they're paying attention to Astoria. Mm-hmm. They're paying attention to the Gutter Party. It's part of their history books. It's part of their story. And look how we're all connected that way.
We are. And in fact, many of the businesses in Astoria are run by Indians from India. And when I talk about Indians, I mean, there's Sikhs, Hindus, and Muslims. It's just like Norwegians, Finns, and Danish. Mm-hmm. But they all worked together. This is another parallel that we have with the Indian community. They all got together, even though, you know, sometimes there's been strife between groups, and there certainly used to be when I was young, between the Norwegians and the Finns as competitors. But they all work together. It's sort of like our Scandinavian festival, which is a mixture of all different.
Once you actually had an event, when you first learned about it, because it was the centennial, if it was found in May of 1913. Mm-hmm. And then from there, more people got involved and you decided to do a plaque. I mean, this was something where you had people wanting to come from all over to have a celebration. And so, which has led, and we're going to go back to some of the history of it, but that's kind of led to the formation of now a Gutter Memorial Foundation, and they're actually sponsoring this event on Saturday, the 14th.
Yes, the first event we had, the city council voted to use Promote Astoria monies for this. We partnered with a historical society, and it was like a partnership. We all worked together. Elena Quila became the communications person because she was very skilled at this and getting news out. So it was an event to be remembered. We had such a grateful group of guests that were there. And then in October of 2017, I read in the paper that the plaque was missing.
Because this plaque, and I want to just read what this plaque says, because this was a plaque that was donated. Who paid for the plaque? Was it the...
The city of Astoria paid. There were donations.
Sure, because it's our history here. Uh-huh. So the plaque, which was at the Maritime Museum, read and reads today, because there's a new one. We'll find out about that.
Not at the Maritime Museum, at the Maritime Park.
I'm sorry, the Maritime Park.
Yes. That's,
thank you. Okay. Maritime Park, which is right next to Holiday Inn Express and right behind Swami Hall. Okay, so the Maritime Park. So here is the actual plaque. It says, "The Gutter Party, often considered the beginning of the 20th century Indian independence movement, crystallized in May 1913 at a meeting in Astoria's Finnish Socialist Hall, located behind the sign along Marine Drive. This revolutionary political movement was driven by the Sikhs, Hindus, and Muslims of the South Asian Indian community, spanning British Columbia to California. They wished to free India from British rule, and Gutter became an international anti-colonial resistance movement. The ethnic persecution and mob violence they experienced fueled their movement for justice, as did the ideals of Western democracy. Though Gutter was unsuccessful at the time, the meetings here helped to set in motion the events that finally led to their self-governance and freedom. That's huge. That's just huge. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. Today, I'm talking with Karen Malin. Karen is a former Astoria City Councilor. She is the project manager and organizer of a celebration, the Gutter Party. That's G-H-A-D-A-R. The Gutter, it's an East Indian word, which essentially means mutiny. So of that party, that celebration, the first annual celebration of the founding of this party is happening on Saturday, July 14th, and it is from 12 to 4 at the Maritime Park in Astoria, and there will be celebrities, there will be wonderful Indian food, there will be cultural dances, there will be Sikh martial arts for kids. So let's go back to when suddenly the plaque went missing, because the plaque was dedicated and then the plaque went missing in October of 2017.
Mm-hmm. And there was no answer as to what happened to it. So the community, first of all, former Mayor Willis Van Dusen said, well, Van Dusen Beverages will pay for a new plaque. Senator Betsy Johnson said, no, I will contribute to the plaque. The Indian community said, no, we want, because they had formed this foundation, they said, no, we're going to pay for it. So I'm not sure. I think they all put money in the pot to have the plaque remade. And we worked closely with the Parks Department. They have, Angela Cosby has been just wonderful. And as Jonah Dart McLean as well. And so they created, or they had a new plaque made, and that was rededicated in October, April 7th, 2018. We had a big celebration planned, but then it was stormed that day. Gale force winds, they couldn't put up the tents. So the Holiday Inn Express gave us refuge. Caroline Wubin, the general manager there, said, yes, you can use our conference room, that huge room at the back.
Right.
They set up tables for us. I think
And you said you had a couple of hundred people came.
A couple of hundred people.
Yeah.
The hallways were filled with men in turbans. It was, and the women in beautiful saris dresses, and there were lots of children there too.
Well, that means that you're going to have a fabulous turnout for Saturday. Mm-hmm. So, what an event to bring your children to be part of, to come and celebrate this unique, only in Astoria. Did this history happen, and honor the East Asian Indian community by celebrating with them at this big event, which is, you know, a couple of big tents in case of inclement weather, food. So, and there is actually a foundation, and let's talk a little bit about Mr. Bahadur Singh.
Bahadur Singh is a man from Salem. He's from India. Many of the Indians are from the Punjab in India, which is northern India. He has an orphanage in India. He owns a lot of mini marts in the area and other parts of Oregon. So he's a businessman. And he he and his group decided to create the Gutter Memorial Foundation Astoria. And this is a nonprofit foundation in which they will raise money to continue on with the celebrations or whatever the communications we have needs to keep the story alive.
What a phenomenal thing to think. The birthplace of Indian independence of India's independence started here in Astoria. So many things happened here and started here. So what excites you the most about this? Because you've been involved in living and breathing this since 2013, really.
Yes. Well, what the one thing that excited me about the first time that we had it was I was reading, they call them the Freedom Panels, and they're in Berkeley, California, because this was a huge party in Berkeley, California, in the early part of the 1900s. And so, and that's why Berkeley also thought that they were the founders of the party. It just, it interests me that so many people have been affected around the world by this party. I have, I've received communications from people in India, from London, who are really interested now in Astoria.
Yes,
they want to come and see the plaque. They want to see the place where it all started, because India did get its independence. That was the wonderful thing. It was not a wonderful independence process, but that's a whole nother story. But in 1947, I believe it was, India did gain its independence.
And again, I love the idea that because the East Indians here were working alongside the Finns and the Americans who told them about the American Revolution, that they said, hey, we can do this. And then they, I mean, from listening to these stories, so local Astorians, or people who became, I guess, local Astorians, they really influenced this.
They did. And they are quoted on the Freedom Panels and that are down in Berkeley. Wow. I think they've been placed in a closet somewhere. We are still wondering where they are. But I had read excerpts from the Freedom Panels, and they were locals, actually locals that I knew when I was a child, who were quoted as saying, the Indians are the same as you and me. They need to work. They have families to feed. They are just like us. And so it was the atmosphere at that time. I think it's something that we can all learn today, is toleration of the other. And to me, this is what's so inspiring about this whole event. And the pride, knowing that it was Astoria where...
Yes, where this was born, this significant political movement was born. And so people will be coming. Let's see. So we have... you know, Ellen Rosenblum from the Attorney General of the State of Oregon, Betsy Johnson, our state senator, former Astoria Mayor Willis Van Dusen, and then the historian, Joanna Jo Ogden, who was the person who discovered this, will be coming.
Yes, yes. And as I said, when we were at the Hampton Inn for that rededication, the Bhangra dancers were so impressive. These are young people, I would say teenagers, late teenagers, who dance in unison together. It's mesmerizing, along with the music that they play. It was like one of the happiest events I've been to.
Oh, I'm excited about that. So, yeah.
So they will be here. They will be here.
Are they based in Portland, these dancers, mostly?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, people will come from all over. And there, so there will be, of course, we have our own Himani Indian restaurant here in Astoria. But then there are going to be the Sikh martial arts for young people. There's a kids' play area. The food, I think, is going to be amazing.
Oh, they have so much food that they're going to be cooking in the parking lot behind Swami Hall.
Okay.
There will be parking as well. To get to the place, you're going down Marine Drive if you're headed west. You take a right at Swami Hall at Bay Street. And when you get down to the end, you take a left, and the Port of Astoria has allowed us to use one whole area for parking. So there'll be plenty of parking along
That's great.
Because
that's going to
be.
Yeah, it sounds like this is going to be really, again, the cultural dances that are going on and probably throughout some of this. And then there'll be probably a few people speaking. But what a great opportunity to gather together and celebrate this birthplace of this political party here. Other things, Karen, because we have just a few minutes left, other things that you would like the listening audience to know either about the organization itself, because now there is, and it's Mr. Bahadur Singh, who is the chairman of the Gutter Memorial Foundation.
Yes.
He will be there.
And he will be there, and it's the foundation that is sponsoring this event. The city of Astoria kicked it off in 2013, and now a foundation has been created as a result of this. So this is going to be an ongoing celebration in Astoria.
It's the first annual one this year.
The first annual one,
right?
Yes.
And again, this is quite phenomenal to think. I hadn't realized when you say that one of every six people in the world is East Asian Indian.
Yes, and they live here. In the early part of the century, the last century, I think it was 30 million Indians had left India to find a better life in the rest of the world. Mm. And so a lot of Indians came to America, to East Asian Indians. And that because they've been the working population, they've worked in the fields, in Central California, when I was teaching down there, there was a huge Indian population who were rice farmers, and they our guests in 2013 were planters. They had fruit trees and almond trees, the nut trees in California. They all came up. Large farmers came up to the celebration here. So.
Well, Astoria really is a melting pot. I mean, it has been. I think there's an extraordinary tolerance here and an embracing of, because I think you said when they initially came, they were not welcomed by other communities. But when they came to Astoria, then these East Asian Indians in the beginning of the 1900s, they were welcomed here.
They were. And in fact, Hume, who owned the logging mill, built houses for his workers, and those houses are still in Alderbrook. They lived in Alderbrook, and there was an area of Alderbrook called Hindu Alley, and with the little houses. Now, the one house that is left is Lorna and Michael Zemetkin's house, and when the film Turbans was made here, about an Indian community living in Alderbrook. It's a coming-of-age story about a family. The child it was now an 80-year-old woman who came with her granddaughter, who was the filmmaker, and they drove up to the Zemetkins' house, and Carter Dillon was her name, beautiful, beautiful woman of 80 years old, rolled down the window, and Lorna Zemetkin was in her yard, and she said, Carter Dillon said, "I used to live in this house," and that was in the teens, when it was all Hindu Alley. At that time, there were huge buildings there. I'll have those on exhibit at the event, but Alderbrook looked completely different.
Well, you have photographs which are really special, and those will be at the event too.
Yes,
because so, if
yes.
you love Astoria, if you love history, and if you love celebrating our cultural heritage and honoring the East Asian Indians who created this political party, which is now in their textbook, which everyone knows all over the world, the Gutter Party. Mm-hmm. And then you want to definitely come to this event, which is this Saturday from 12 to 4 at the Maritime Park in Astoria, right near the Holiday Inn Express and the Finnish Suomi Hall. Again, food and dancing and just a special way to celebrate this. Karen, any last thing that you'd like the listening audience to know?
No, I want everyone to come and enjoy the day. And
absolutely.
I believe the weather's going to be nice this time.
Yes.
And
it's
so
a rare,
please come and be part of our cultural history.
Thank you so much, Karen, for all the important and hard work you've been putting into this. And so I urge you all to come, a really, again, rare opportunity to be part of this event. I want to express my thanks to Dylan. Thank you today for engineering. Very grateful.
No problem.
And also my gratitude to local talented banjo instructor Michael Bruin for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath. It's good for body, mind, and spirit. And then with gratitude, focus on all the things that are going well in your life. There will always be things that don't go well, but focus on those things that make you feel joyful and peaceful. And then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, the only one. You're the only one. And for doing the best you can, because everyone really is. And for being here now in this moment, the now moment, on the amazing planet we call Earth.